Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we're going to talk about something Greg Olson said. It reminded me of a story I wanted to tell very briefly. I wanted to say good things about the late Rabbi Herbert Bronstein, who passed away recently, and his obituary for the Tribune was written by our friend Dan Dorfman. And Rabbi Bronstein was when I was a toddler, I thought he was God. Like, I thought that this little bearded man, like, that's what I was, you know, when you're very, very young, I'm like, oh, he's God, right? They're like, no, he's just Rabbi Bronstein. So he was the rabbi for my consecration, for my bar mitzvah, for my confirmation, and he officiated our wedding. And he recently passed away at age 93. And I always tell the story, too, because this incredible scholar, I mean, a brilliant, brilliant scholar, professor, longtime professor at Lake Forest College as well, a wonderful, learned man, was a huge Bears meatball. And I'll never forget many years ago, you know, I saw him and he was swimming at my parents' club, and I see him, I wave to him, and he gets out of the water, and he kind of comes over, and he's, you know, very small, and he's just walks very slowly. And I said, Rabbi Bronstein, how are you? It's wonderful to see you. Wonderful to see you, too. And there's this pause, and he says, I need to ask you something. And I said, sure, of course. He says, why don't the Bears understand the value of Greg Olson in any offense? And why would they feel that they have to trade him to fit into an antiquated system when he's playing so well? I just think it's a shame, and I think it's a mistake. I'm just like, okay. Like, he was breaking down the anachronistic Mike Martz system and the unfortunate departure of Greg Olson because he was a bad fit.
He spoke for a lot of people.
I know he did, but it was like,
that's how a lot of people in Chicago felt.
It was the last question I expected to be coming at that point. But that, like, that was this, of everything that's going on in his head, this is the guy, like, he's like leading all of America's Reform rabbis and writing the, you know, prayer books and debating ancient scripture. But that's what's on his mind.
Look, man.
Just thought it was hilarious.
People got notes.
I'm sorry. I don't have a good answer for you. But Greg Olson.
Neither did the Bears.
A ubiquitous presence in our football lives.
Well, what I like about Greg is that he's also been pretty ubiquitous on Twitter talking about stuff. And there's this wonderful thread where he's talking about shotguns. So let me give you a couple of the tweets from Greg and some of the responses I thought were pretty incredible, too. He writes, if you don't can't put your QB under center on early downs in the NFL, you are making your QB's life very difficult. Then someone said, hey, could you explain that? So he went on to say, under center play action is the best way to pass on early downs in the NFL. Play action from the gun isn't as effective. Marrying run and pass looks is the key, not how well or often you run. So it's like the NFL's version of tunneling. Like, make everything look like everything else.
If you can. And that's why you don't want to be overly reliant on personnel groupings. Because the moment those guys, you know, are putting up their fists or putting up a number and you're getting a different group of personnel, immediately the opposing coordinator knows a range of likelihoods that's just changed.
Then someone sent him some statistics on this. This is Arjun Menon, who does big data. And the statistics back up Greg's claim. And then Greg said, thanks for providing the data. It's not a mystery that young quarterbacks having success early in their career. Purdy, Love, Stroud, etc. Shotgun is a critical element to modern offense, has to be implemented, but the exclusivity of it is very dependent on having the perfect personnel to execute it. So it's a really good thread. Like he kind of goes out, and then people say, well, what about Mahomes? And he said, outliers. I'm not saying that it can't be done. Those guys are proof. But you better have that guy and the right pieces around him. Hard to rely on that over time. Now, this made me think immediately of a conversation that we had with Matt Forte. And Matt Forte talking about the difficulty for running backs running out of the gun.
It's not my favorite. A lot of times, they're calling a lot of gun runs too, which happened late in my career as well, which I had to kind of reinvent, you know, that running style, because I'm used to being in the eye, you know, we'll get in the gun every now and then, but coming downhill, when you're at 7.5 yards, it's different at 5.5 yards, and things happen a lot faster, and you kind of let your plays develop or your blocks develop. So I just don't like running sideways a lot when it comes to that type of stuff. Now, outside zone is a little different because you're stretching the defense, trying to get them to overplay or get a cutback. But I think we need to, in a run game, you know, mix up the formations, stop running the same play out of the same formations and stuff, but then also find out what our offensive line does best. What kind of runs do they love? Do we like double teams, ISO blocks, or are we a zone run offensive line? So when Aaron Cromer came in one year, we ran a play called duo a lot, which was all double teams across the line. And basically you're reading the second level as a running back, and you have the ability to bounce it outside and be one-on-one with a cornerback or a safety, or you hit it up inside and there's, you know, that double team push. So, you know, those type of things is something that should have been studied back in, you know, camp, but sometimes you got to learn them on the fly during the season.
I can answer his question, because it appears to me that with these interviews that the Bears are conducting and with the retention of Chris Morgan, who is a Shanahan
disciple, the offensive line coach,
is still here. They're running zone. There's no reason to think that isn't decided. You're not going to have gap schemes, isolation schemes. They're going to be doing the Alex Gibbs Shanahan stuff here, because otherwise you move on from this guy and you throw it wide open. Everybody that is on their interview list has some ties to the Shanahan McVay tree.
A texter says, and I think it's a really good point, this is why I hate when coaches mention analytics for going for it on fourth and short and then calling a shotgun run 5 yards behind the marker. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree with you that in those situations where, even if we look at a play like the tush push, where everyone knows what's going on, it's still a matter of math and leverage. To me, in short yardage plays, I like the concept of ISO in those situations. I like a lead block in those situations. I'm okay with going with an I formation and a shifting fullback telling you exactly what hole you're going to. You want to go with a lead play into the four hole? Be my guest. And Kari Blasingame can meet you right there in the four hole.
Instead of splitting him out wide?
Yes.
Right.
And because you're only trying to get a yard. And there's sometimes when you watch some of these calls, and like, do you realize that you're only trying to get a yard? That you just need a yard to reset? That it's fourth down and there isn't a fifth down coming your way? What's your best short yardage play? Run that.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.